Good morning, JSS1 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo, River State. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi Opara, your history teacher. Our today's topic for week 8 is major centralized states in pre-colonial Nigeria, Juku Kingdom. Major centralized states in pre-colonial Nigeria, Juku Kingdom. Objectives of study. By the end of the lesson, students should be able to explain the origin of the Juku Kingdom. Number two, students should be able to state the factors responsible for the fall of the Juku Kingdom, the origin and early history of the Juku Kingdom, the origin and the early history of the Juku Kingdom. The origin of the Juku Kingdom is not certain or clear. They claim that they are related to the Kanuri people of Kanem-Boronu Empire. The origin of the Juku Kingdom is not certain or clear. Juku people claim that they are related to the Kanuri people of Kanem-Boronu Empire. According to one of their traditions of origin, Juku Kingdom came from Yeme with the Kanuri, but broke into a separate party by the time they reached Boronu. The Kanuri remained in Boronu while Juku people moved further south and settled in former Gongola Benue area. Earlier in their history, the Juku Kingdom were conquered by the Hausa kingdoms of Kanu and Zaria. The Hausa kingdoms of Kanu and Zaria conquered the Juku people. These conquests by the Hausa states appear to have led to the establishment of a powerful pagan Juku kingdom, which from the 16th century began to threaten the independence of the Muslim Hausa states and Boronu Empire. They were ruled by a divine king, that the Juku people were ruled by a divine king who used his religious influence to control bring the tribes together into a strong kingdom under his leadership. The king of the Juku Kingdom was a man known as the Ako, A-K-U, Ako. The Juku people were able to spread their conquests far and wide, even reaching to the coast. Decline and fall of the Juku Kingdom. By the 18th century, the power of the Juku Kingdom appears to be in decline. By 1800, it was paying an annual tribute of 1,000 slaves to Boronu. Annual tribute, form of tax, of 1,000 slaves to Boronu. Causes of the fall of the Juku Kingdom includes the following. Number one, paucity of their number. They were very few in number. Number two, Sokoto of Fulani Jihad of 1804. Then number three, paganism. Paucity of their number. They were very few in number. That is the Jukun people. One of the causes of their decline, or one of the causes of the decline of the Jukun power kingdom, has been attributed to their number. They were very few in number, which made it impossible for them to hold effectively their conquests. Number two, Sokoto of Fulani Jihad of 1804. The Sokoto of Usman Danfodio Jihad of 1804 led to the fall of the Jukun Kingdom as an independent state. She was absorbed into the Fulani Emirate of Maru, and disappeared from history as an independent state. Number three, paganism. Jukun Kingdom remained a pagan state and strongly resisted Islam until the jihads of the 19th century. Jukun Kingdom was attacked by Fulani jihadis because she was a pagan state. It is important to know that we started this lesson or lecture with the origin and early history of the Jukun Kingdom, where I said that the origin of the Jukun Kingdom is not certain or very clear. However, from oral tradition, oral account, oral testimonies, oral evidence, the Jukun people claim that they are related to the Kanuri people of Kanem-Boronu Empire. According to this tradition of origin, Jukun people came from Yeme with the Kanuri, but broke into a separate party by the time they reached Boronu. The Kanuri now remain in Boronu, while the Jukun people moved further south and settled in Gongola Benue Basin. It is important to know that Jukun Kingdom are found in present-day Taraba State. They are predominantly Christians. Earlier in their history, that the history of Jukun Kingdom, they were conquered by the Hausa kingdoms or Hausa states of Kano and Zaria. Hausa states of Kano and Zaria attacked and conquered the Jukun people. And it is also important to know that the king of the Jukun Kingdom was a man known as the Akko was a king of the Jukun Kingdom. Factors are were responsible for the decline and fall of the Jukun Kingdom. By the 18th century, the power of the Jukun Kingdom appears to be in decline. By 1800, it was paying an annual tribute of 1,000 slaves to Boronu. Annual tribute in form of tax, paying tax to Boronu. 1,000 slaves to Boronu. The following are some of the causes that led to the fall of Jukun Kingdom. Paucity of their number, Sokoto of Fulani Jihad of 1804, and paganism. Number one, paucity of their number. The Jukun people were very few in number. They had no population. Because they were few in number, it was impossible for them to hold effectively their conquests. And so they were attacked by the Hausa states, and later they collapsed. Number two, Sokoto of Fulani Jihad of 1804. The Sokoto of Usman Danfodio Jihad of 1804 led to the fall of Jukun Kingdom as an independent state. Jukun Kingdom was attacked by Usman Danfodio and his Fulani jihadist. Jukun Kingdom was, however, absorbed into the Fulani Emirate, and Jukun Kingdom disappeared from history as an independent state. Today, Jukun people are in Taraba State. Then number three, paganism. Jukun Kingdom were predominantly pagan. During the pre-colonial era, and she was attacked by Usman Danfodio and other Fulani jihadists because she was a pagan state, and this attack led to the fall of the Jukun kingdom. Assignment number one, where is the location of Juku in the map of Nigeria? Where is the location of Juku in the map of Nigeria? Number two, discuss the principal source of Juku power in the 18th century. Discuss the principal source of Juku power in the 18th century. Thank you.